to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mola, Associate Editor of eBizQ. And today I'm speaking with Hiro Makita, Senior Director of Product Marketing and Management of Fujitsu. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Jessica.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit about Fujitsu's new BPM cloud offering. Hiro, can you tell me what's new with Interstage BPM version 11?
Yes, we're very excited about releasing our new version 11 Interstage Business Process Management Suite from Fujitsu. Interstage Business Process Management Suite version 11 this time has 10 major new feature sets. Those actually falls into four different categories. And the first, the bucket, is the visualization. It is about process performance visualization, team performance visualization. It could be the individual's performance visualization, or, you know, just it can be also about the visualization of the future workload on a way to individuals, right? So those are the whole set of the feature set falls into the visualization bucket. The second bucket is optimization. Of course, you are not just doing a visualization for the sake of the visualization. Once you got to visualize the result, you want to take some collective actions or optimization actions on top. So we have just the whole feature set lined up to do those optimization action. The third piece is as you go through this visualization and optimization, the cycle, the going back and forth, you may go into see the, some trends or patterns of the people's behavior or the way of the working. So as you capture those patterns and trends, you can actually standardize those patterns and trends. Also, you know, just that you may go into find the good information about, you know, just the process itself, how you should get these kind of particular cases done. And those know-how is also needs to be shared among the teams. So we have the third bucket as the knowledge share bucket. And then some of the feature set falls into that bucket. And then last, the fourth bucket is general product feature set. We have enhanced the significantly about our multi-tenancy capabilities to try to address to cloud computing. And we had major UI refreshment in order to address to those cloud computing too.
What were the business drivers for creating a new version?
It was all about empowering the business people. That's the fundamental philosophy of the version 11. And we very much focused on how we can empower the business people. In today's market, you know, you need to have a very high level of the flexibility and agility to address to the changing business demands. It could be getting a product out faster. It could be addressing to the customer requirements and issues as quickly as possible. It could be, you know, just the need to change the way of the business with your business partners. And then sometimes even you have to review your business relationship with your partners. Try to address to the changing the market demands. We kind of questioned about us, you know, just how we can best support such a dynamic business and decision-making processes. And then we came to the conclusion to focus on a visualization piece. From our perspective, for the business people or knowledge workers to make a right decision at the right time, at the speed, that the people has to have a very clear visibility about their operations and a performance. They have to understand, you know, just what's going on in the organization and then how they're performing and then what's the, all the related situations are. Unless having those clear understanding about where you are, you cannot go to the right destination. So we very much focused on a visualization piece, and that's part of the major feature set in version 11 of the BPM product. And then in fact, this visualization piece has been very much confirmed through our existing offering, which is called Automated Process Discovery. This Automated Process Discovery is not the new thing. We have been providing this process visualization services for the customers that actually allows the customer to really understand how the business process get going today in their existing environment today. That actually confirmed that this kind of a visualization technologies is going to provide the huge value and benefits, and then more importantly, the confidence for the people to start taking optimization actions. Back to your question point, it is all about empowering the business people to make a right decision at the right time.
Very good. Now, I believe you mentioned APD. Can you tell me what that does exactly?
Yeah, APD actually stands for Automated Process Discovery. that is based on a very unique 7-patented Fujitsu technology that actually extract the data points existing into the system and then coordinate the different information about the transactions going on the existing system to visualize the business process flow actually happening in the organization. That can be the very good base for the people to understand how they operate in the organization today. And then it could be the very nice base for them to start building optimization plans on top.
And you mentioned Cloud BPM. Can you tell me if there's anything special about Fujitsu's Cloud BPM?
The Cloud BPM is not something new that we're doing today. We have been providing the Cloud BPM for months. What's new this time is we have a very special packages to support small organizations. Small organization here means mid-sized, small-sized companies, or also a small organization or small project of a major enterprise company. We also have a very special package to support solution providers who has a vision to play in SaaS and a cloud environment. What's special about here is the very attractive financial model. Fujitsu is a $50 billion company that having a whole hardware platform business, owning a data center. We have own operation teams. So that it's so easy for Fujitsu to put all these pieces of the technologies and the skill sets together to try to come up with the utility computing like a cloud BPM. And frankly speaking, the cost to us, Fujitsu, to maintain that platform is not that expensive. And frankly speaking, we are making a lot of savings. So this time, we can actually share that savings we're making on a Fujitsu side with those small-sized organizations and the solution providers. And then we can actually simply provide more financially attractive packages for them. Another piece that's unique about Fujitsu's cloud computing is SLA. As I said, Fujitsu is not passing around any of SLA. The whole cloud computing is hosted in Fujitsu's data center across the world. And then the whole platform devices can be the server storage network devices is all Fujitsu's. We have a Fujitsu's middleware on top and an operation people is a Fujitsu's team. So we, Fujitsu, can guarantee all the SLA to any of our partners and our customers. And then we never pass around the SLAs and promises to some other people. A very unique point of Fujitsu's cloud offering.
And can you tell us what you're planning to do next?
Yes, we actually continue to focus on a visualization. We believe that a visualization is definitely key. And then we're enhancing a lot of visualization technologies here, as I said, you know, just the process performance visualization, team performance, individual performance, and some future workload predictions. But there are a lot of other areas that we need to enhance too. So we continue to focus on a visualization and then some of the additional optimization side of the functionality to try to streamline the actions should be taken after the visualization results.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Hiro.
Thank you, Jessica.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.